This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, is off-brand gas the answer to high-priced oil? First, though, every year, 150,000 Americans lose a leg or an arm to injury or disease. Now, artificial limbs with built-in computers, high-tech prosthetics, are helping. Technology reporter Shani Jardin has the story of what they have done for one young man.
For 18-year-old Cameron Clapp of Pismo Beach, California, everything changed within the blink of an eye. 4 days after the September 11th terrorist attacks, an accident happened on the train tracks across the street from his family's home. He had been drinking that night and went outside to visit the makeshift candlelit memorial his family made in the front yard.
I thought to myself, I'm going to go over the train tracks and get a farther perspective of this memorial. You know, thinking about those people that had died in the towers and in the plane crashes. And then I woke up in the hospital with both my legs gone above the knees and my right arm almost to the shoulder.
Cameron was in a coma for a few days. When he awoke, medical professionals told him he would never walk again other than for short special occasions, high school graduation, maybe a wedding. When he left the hospital, Cameron began the long and often painful task of adapting to life as an amputee. He uses roughly 300 to 500% more energy to walk across a room than a person with two legs. But while Cameron says he accepted his fate almost immediately, it wasn't easy.
The first thing you're going to hear from a little kid is, "Mommy, what happened to him?" That was a little tough for me at first, but I was always good around people.
Cameron had lived a very athletic life, surfing, skateboarding, playing team sports. His mom and stepdad knew their son needed maximum mobility and began what they describe as a mad internet research binge to find out what kind of new prosthetic technologies could give him the greatest freedom. After 3 months in a wheelchair, Cameron tried using prosthetics that would make him as tall as he was before the accident, but
I couldn't take two steps on without falling on my face. So it had to go through a procedure where I started off low to the ground, and we call these particular prostheses stubbies.
The stubbies were simple, short prosthetics that gave the impression that he was walking on his knees. As his strength and balance progressed, he traded in the stubbies for conventional prosthetic legs. Within a year, he was strong enough to begin using a technology called the C-Leg, short for computer leg, developed by prosthetic tech company Ottobock and distributed in the United States by Hanger Orthopedic Group. Each artificial leg costs about $40,000 and is regulated by tiny sensors controlled by a computer chip. Every 36 hours or so, Cameron has to plug the C-Leg into an electrical socket and recharge it like a cell phone. It gave him confidence the conventional leg didn't.
It's not going to walk for me, but it's reactive. It's going to react to the way I'm walking. And they're constantly reading the level of ground you're on. They're constantly reading the gait speed you're walking at and your weight distribution from heel to toe. 50 times a second, it's reading all this information.
Randy Richardson of Hanger is Cameron's prostheticist, a kind of therapist who helps amputees learn how to use new tools.
The computer system and the way it analyzes provides the stability for a bilateral above-knee amputee to walk straight down a ramp without the fear of the knee buckling.
Cameron now uses different legs for different activities, walking, driving a car, or as many athletic pursuits.
But I have these special flipper feet I use for long-distance swimming. I have a swim arm that I have that has a little fin on it. But I also have running legs. You know, I'm training constantly for disabled athletic events and pentathlons and triathlons.
Despite the personal and physical challenges, Cameron has become an award-winning athlete, taking home gold more than once in the annual Endeavor Games, a competition for disabled athletes sponsored by Hanger Orthopedic Group. Cameron wants to compete in the Paralympics, too, but says so far no category exists for athletes with his level of amputation. Still, he has no shortage of ambition.
I have a lot of goals to achieve. Hanging out with girls, trying to find a girlfriend, because those girls will keep me out of trouble. You know, education's the priority right now, though, because I mean, I know for me, I got to grow up and be somebody.
Many like Cameron are eager for this medical technology to continue evolving. They'd like to see high-tech advancements in artificial arms, hands, and fingers, or new robotic prostheses that bridge the gap between machines and the human nervous system. But for now, devices like the C-Leg are a big step in the right direction. For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.
There are pictures of Cameron Clapp's rehabilitation, including an utterly amazing one of him running, at our website, npr.org.